I want to go to a passage of scripture in Matthew chapter 18 and verse number 19. There's been a lot of good scripture about those joining together, two or three together, and even the emphasis of disciples and being sent out two by two and things of this nature. And I even enjoyed the word tonight that Bishop McCowan presented, and especially when he was talking about the anointing and our head. I'm going to tell you, that's where it starts. I was doing some study here some time back, and I'm kind of off the subject a moment in my thought. But anyway, I'm going to look at Matthew chapter 18 and verse 19. I began to think about the armor of God. And, you know, we really can't say one piece is more important than the other. And first of all, we got to realize the sword is not a piece of the armor. Uh-huh. It's our weapon. And prayer is our communication. But I began to think about that, and I was reminded of it tonight when the bishop was speaking, and how that if we don't have the anointing on our head, over our head, how important is the helmet of salvation? It's that that's protecting us. Amen. And so I think that's important, and I won't go any further with that. But my thought tonight is coming with this that I want to give you. When heaven and earth agree. Wow. When heaven and earth agree. Yeah. And in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 18, and verse number 19, it says these words, "And again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven." Yeah. Now, when I looked at that passage of Scripture, most of us, we have some understanding of that verse. So I'm just making that the launching pad tonight. But I want to give you a thought that maybe is a little different than some of the other thoughts. But I think everything's coming together, gelling together tonight. But in John chapter number 10 and verse number 18, there's a scripture here, and I'm just going to be honest with you. This has just been in the last few days, and I'm working on something in my own life as far as some work with scriptures. And this just stood out at me the other day, and I penned this in a writing. But I want you to look with me to verse number 18 of the Gospel of John tonight. It says, "No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father." Now, I want you to hear what was said there that got a hold of me. "This commandment which I received of my Father." Now, Jesus is speaking here, and he gives us a declaration here that he got a commandment from his Father. He got a commandment from his Father. Now, I want to elaborate on that just a little bit, because when you look at the word commandment there from the Greek, it is talking about an authoritative prescription. Now, I want you to think about the two words that I have just used. Not just the word commandment, but an authorized prescription. I want you to think about the fact that if you go to the doctor, he has the authority, because he's went to school, he's learned, and he is able to make a decision to prescribe. Come on. And that prescription cannot be filled by a pharmacist legally until it has been written. Amen.
Yes.
It is a written command. It is a written order that takes place. And I want us to think about the fact that before we even can comprehend Jesus coming, we need to realize that from a medical perspective, as I've already said in some aspect, an order that must be written down before a drug can be dispensed. I want to tell you tonight, we've got a medication, and it's the Word of God, the Gospel. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for the Gospel tonight of the Lord Jesus Christ. But with what I'm saying tonight, the Lord Himself, He stepped out of heaven. He became flesh. He became flesh. Amen. He was 100% God. I can't ever quit saying that. 100% God, 100% man. But he stepped down. And listen, I want us to understand something tonight. God spoke in Genesis chapter 3 and verse number 15. how that there would be the enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Now we know tonight when we look at that passage of Scripture, we're looking at things in the past in the sense of how there has been something written. Amen. God Himself made the design of a prescription being given even in the first order of the fact that a Redeemer would come, the Messiah would come. Amen. In Genesis chapter number 3 and verse number 15, what we find here is that God was going to use the woman and He was going to place the seed. And we know from the Scriptures in the Gospel how that Mary was overshadowed by that of the Holy Spirit. She was told by the angel of the Lord that that would take place. And she said, "Let it be done unto me as the Lord would do." And we see that what takes place that was miraculous within itself. And then we understand that actually the seed that was planted in her was Jesus Himself. Hallelujah. But I want you to see as we continue with this thought how that 700 years before Jesus came to this earth, before He was impregnated into the womb by the Holy Ghost into Mary, I want us to understand that man himself would have never comprehended this, but the Holy Spirit, amen, given the authority, given the penship to the prophet Isaiah 700 years before, He prophesied that there would be a virgin and she would conceive. Yes. Not only did He do that, but He also prophesied in the 53rd division of the book of Isaiah that there would be a suffering Savior that would come. Hallelujah. And we understand tonight how that this is important. And then we understand also that before the in 1 Peter chapter 1 in verse number 20, there was that was foreordained. And it says there, "Who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifested in these last times for you." I want us to think about what I have just said in these passages of Scripture as I elaborate just a few moments further. I want us to understand that there was something that Jesus heard from His Father, and He took it as that of a written prescription that was needed to be done for mankind, and it's for His redemption, for His healing, for every aspect of mankind to be redeemed and to be restored. And Jesus stepped out of heaven before He ever laid the foundation of this earth. This command, Jesus had already heard the word from His Father, and He was willing to step out of heaven and to commence what needed to be done. Hallelujah. Jesus makes some profound statements here. Jesus is talking about in this writing of the Gospel of John, how that He, chapter number 10, how that He will lay down His life as the shepherd, as the good shepherd. He said, "No man can take my life." He said, "I voluntarily lay it down." And the reason He could say that, He said, "I've heard the voice of my Father." Me and Him, we are one. We are one in this. Hallelujah. And listen, I know that we have to take in consideration, and Bishop was talking about it earlier, the triuneness of God. But I want to say tonight, when that of heaven stepped down, amen, to this earth and took on the likeness of man, it gave the opportunity for earth and heaven to touch together, amen, for this to come about. But tonight I want to say, whatever your need might be in social media, if there's someone here sitting in the presence where we're at, I want to tell you tonight, by the authority of God's word, if we'll take what God said, we can see earth and heaven touching and agreeing tonight with that, what thus saith the word of the Lord, because there's already been a foundation laid. There's already been where Jesus Himself said, "I had a commandment and I have fulfilled the commandment." Amen. He said, "I'm going to lay down my life. No man can take my life. I voluntarily took it." And listen, I want to tell you, He had confidence in His Father. He had confidence in the conversation, amen, that they had had before He ever stepped out of heaven. Yes, on the cross He said, "Father, into Your hands I commend my spirit." Amen. I believe that was a word not only asking, but it was a word of confidence that it is done. Amen. When I draw my last breath and I exhale my last breath, lesson. We've got written word tonight that says that God's word says, and Jesus himself is speaking there with that of the prophetic word of the psalmist in Psalm 16 and 10, that he would not allow him to see corruption. I want you to think about something tonight. Just a few weeks before Jesus went to the cross and had his last Passover and was arrested and went to the cross. Oh, I want you to see something tonight. Where did he go? He got news. It looked like he was late, but he was on time. He shows up at his friend's house. Amen. And Lazarus has died. Amen. And Martha says, he stinks by now. Listen, I want to tell you tonight, Jesus is alive. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Amen. At that moment, Jesus done something that was profound. He done something that even fulfilled the passage of Scripture that the Word of God says that would not happen to him, that he would not see corruption.
Amen.
That was a promise of resurrection. That was a promise of agreement with his Father. Amen. That was agreement with the Word that had already been written before the foundation of this world had been laid. Amen. And you know what? Oh, hallelujah. You may have never seen the Scriptures of John chapter number 11 like this, but Jesus done a profound thing that excels the fact that he is the resurrection and the life. Oh, Lazarus was already 4 days. And upon the 4th day, in the Jewish customs, in the Jewish way of burial, within 24 hours you're buried most of the time. Amen. But listen, by the 4th day, you are starting to decompose. Jesus did not stop. Amen. That did not stop the resurrection. Amen. But yet, when he died, it was for 3 days. Amen. And 3 nights that he would be in the grave. And he resurrected somewhere between 6 p.m. and I believe 6 a.m. That of Saturday at 6 p.m. to that of Sunday morning 6 a.m. somewhere in that period of time. He rose from the dead on the 3rd day, victorious over death, hell, and the grave. He went and got the keys. Amen. The devil may think he's got some authority tonight, but let me tell you, the life, the resurrection and the life, he said, I am forever, evermore alive. Hallelujah. Yes, yes. Praise the Lord. My God, tonight, I want to tell you that we need to realize that when heaven and earth agreed, I want you to think of it like this. Jesus, being 100% man, agreed with what the will of God was. Amen. Agreed with heaven. Hallelujah. And stood in confidence of it and fulfilled every bit of it. Hallelujah. But tonight I want to say to anyone that's listening, if you have any need, if you definitely need to be born again, if you need healing tonight, the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, if earth will touch heaven, heaven will touch earth. Amen. Because already he's touched and gave, amen, the means for you to be redeemed, for you to be healed tonight. The Bible says that Jesus rose from the dead. The Bible says that whosoever will confess with their mouth and believe in their heart, amen, that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Listen, I'm going to give you an opportunity tonight. If you're listening to this video right now or this service right now, if you see this later, I want to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus Christ. All you need to do is say, I'm a sinner and I deserve the punishment, but thank God Jesus took my punishment. Jesus took my sin. Amen. Jesus took my death, and Jesus is my resurrection. And because that he took my death and because he took my resurrection, I am going to be alive in him, and one day I'm going to resurrect and I'm going to be in his presence. Hallelujah. And earth is going to touch heaven, and all of earth is going to be transformed. All of earth is going to be changed in the twinkling of an eye, and we're going to take on that of the newness. Amen. We're going to take on that. The corruptible is going to take on incorruption. Amen. We got some promises tonight because they're the Word of God. I want to encourage you to get in your Bible, to get in the Word of God, and make the profound statements back to God what his Word says tonight, because you may be earthly. Amen. But I want to tell you that He's gave us a soul. He's gave us a spirit. Amen. And we right now, those things are inhabiting a body. But let me tell you, this body is just temporal. But I want to say tonight, how important it is for us to allow heaven, the work of heaven tonight. The Bible tells us that Jesus, in these last days, it says the prophets at different times and different matters, God spoke to the prophets there in Hebrews. But I want to tell you there in verse number 2, but He said in these last days, oh hallelujah, He spoke by His Son. He spoke by the Word. He spoke by Jesus obeying the Word of His Father and taking on the commandment of John chapter 10 and verse 18. God bless you.